You went to see Elvis, didn't you, yesterday?
That's right, yeah, at Shanklin Theatre. It was an Elvis tribute act.
I bet you had good fun.
Oh, it was really good, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he was ever so good. Well, the one thing that we particularly liked was the way he talked to the audience, because he explained how he got his various awards that he'd won for his Elvis interpretation. But also he told lots of jokes as well. And he let the audience take photographs during the performance, which not many artists do.
I think that's really generous. And it just goes to show, doesn't it, that he's in it for the fans. We were talking a little bit about that on the show today, actually, wasn't we? Almost when you're famous or when you're on the stage, you kind of need to let the audience get a little bit interactive with the performer. And that makes it what it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it much more of a show. And you know, you really feel as if you're participating as well, you know. And it's not like someone just, you know, singing or playing music at you.
That's the thing we discussed specifically, didn't we, off air? The fact that he got the audience to participate. And you said that everyone was up on their feet dancing,
yeah,
and he was
right.
communicating with the audience, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And otherwise, you may as well sit at home and listen to a CD, really.
I do like it when artists participate with the audience and communicate with them. It makes it feel more intimate, doesn't
yeah,
it? Even
absolutely.
Though it's a big crowd,
yeah,
you almost feel like it is just you and the artist on the stage when
yeah.
they talk to you.
Yeah.
I suppose almost a little bit like radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you'd be more inclined to go back because it makes it more of an occasion.
The fact that you're talking about it proves that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your favourite Elvis song then, or I'm putting you on the spot?
Ooh, I do quite like The Wonder of You. I like that one.
I think anything by Elvis.
I know they are. There's so many good ones. You know, it's very difficult to name just one, I think.
It is. What a superstar, yeah. though. Elvis Presley.
I know. Do you have a favourite Elvis song then?
I do. One of my favourites has to be Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's good, that one, isn't it? It's got a sort of, you know, it's a good driving song, I think.
Yeah, almost like when you're hitting the road.
Yeah, exactly. On a road trip.
Did he play that one?
He did, yes.
I bet the crowd got up on their feet, didn't they, for
they
that one?
They certainly did, yeah. That was a good crowd pleaser, that one was.
It is a brilliant one. And I also like, it's gone out of my head now, Viva Las Vegas, yeah, 24 hours in a day. A little less conversation, a little bit more action.
Oh, yeah, that one's another good one, another good lively one. He didn't do that last night, though.
Did he not?
No, not that one, but he did do plenty of good ones.
Do you know what he probably does? And this would be a good idea. Again, I don't know, but I'd imagine, like a lot of artists, he probably rotates that in so
yeah.
that it doesn't just become the same thing that he's doing every night.
Yeah, like I say, I don't know, because I've only seen him this once, but it would obviously make it more interesting for him as well if he were to do that.
It needs to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he was definitely an expert on Elvis, so he'd know, he'd know Elvis, both his popular songs and back catalogue, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was to do that.
Well, Sue, it's been a pleasure having you on the show again. I've missed you. I missed you last week.
Yeah, I missed not being here last week.
I did as well.
To be back.
Well, I missed you not being here last week, but it was nice to communicate with you on WhatsApp, obviously, when you was on holiday.
Absolutely, and I'll miss you next week as well, because neither of us will be here next week.
We won't be. So you're going to have to just keep us in your pocket, literally, on Spotify, on Audiobeam, at victusradio.com as well.
Yeah.
That's where these podcasts get automatically uploaded.
Yeah.
So that's how you're going to have to keep us as your company for the next couple of weeks. Well, for the next week, and then we'll be back, won't we, as you say. But you do need to listen to Kitty. Kitty's going to be in, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you do want to tune in to Kitty next Sunday between 1 and 4.